Now, relaxing in a comfortable position, resting peacefully, letting go of any remaining tensions of the day, simply take in a deep breath. As you exhale, let your body completely relax as you close your eyes down. Now imagine in your mind's eye that a wave of perfect relaxation is washing over your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Just let that feeling of deep relaxation grow stronger with each gentle breath. Now, with your body fully relaxed, with that relaxation continuing to grow deeper and deeper, you can simply feel free to let your mind begin to wander forward, backward, or left to right. It doesn't matter. Not right now. Now is your time. Your time to just let go. Nothing else is important at the moment. There's nothing to worry about. Not right now. This is simply your time. Your time to enjoy the sensation of deep relaxation. To simply let go. Let your mind go. Let it drift as your body continues to go more and more deeply relaxed. Now, from this moment on, nothing disturbs you. Nothing bothers you. You just continue to let yourself sink into a deeper, deeper relaxed state. Continuing to let yourself go into a deeper and deeper hypnotic trance. Becoming further and further relaxed with every gentle breath. So your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. All sounds and thoughts fade away in the distance. You find the only sound you're interested in is the sound of my voice. And even the sound of my voice always helps to take you deeper and deeper relaxed. Now, as you sink deeper and deeper relaxed, deeper and deeper and deeper, all sounds fade away in the distance. You pay attention only to the sound of my voice, going deeper and deeper and deeper. There are 5 points in the elimination of any alcohol problem. The first step is relaxation. You must obviously be relaxed so that adequate communication can take place between yourself and me. Therefore, if for any reason at this moment you are not completely relaxed, I now want you to completely relax. Let go of everything. Let all your arms and your legs and your entire body go completely. Let go, relax completely. Now that you are relaxed, relax more than you have ever been before, we come to the second point. The second point is realization. You're going to be made to realize the cause of your drinking problem and understand it completely. First of all, in almost every case of a drinking problem, your mind, the person with the drinking problem, including yourself, was formulated in your own mind. The deficient father figure, or deficient authority figure. Maybe your own father was an alcoholic, or at least a heavy drinker. Or maybe your mother, on frequent occasions, accidentally placed either you or someone else in a trance-like state by screaming at you that you are nothing but a bum. A no-good bum. And that you're going to be a bum just like your father. Or a drunk just like your father. Now, if this hasn't happened, a suggestion similar to it has been planted deep in your subconscious mind. Somewhere in childhood. It may be frequently one of multiple causes. You recognize that somewhere along the line, you have a deficient father figure. Whatever it is. Someone in the position of authority, somewhere, has let you down. And your mind has picked this up and has become an integral part of your personality, even though you do not say it. Even if one of the main causes of alcoholism is a deficient father figure, then obviously the formation of the father figure should promote a cure. Since the insertion of an adequate father figure does promote a cure, then we can assume that part of the cause of alcoholism is a deficient father figure. The second most frequently observed cause of alcoholism, which also appears in over 95% of all cases, is a great deficiency of ego. The alcoholic always says, "I'm no good, I'm a bum." And if you argue with him when he's drunk, and you say, "You're all right," he'll say, "No, I'm not." And somewhere in an incident in the past, an alcoholic has almost always been physically kicked. Now, certainly nothing's more damaging to the ego for an individual than physical abuse from the foot of another individual. And furthermore, since emotion concentrates the mind, and since a particular incident in which one is being physically kicked is very likely also to be caught with deep emotions, it's easy to understand that other suggestions of heavy ego damage can be implanted in the mind with great force at a time such as this. And so, we're giving you a number of suggestions as far as realization. First, you will realize how you became an alcoholic, how you accepted a deficient father figure, and why the father figure doesn't need to describe you. You are not like your father. You never were your father. Regarding your deficiency of ego, we're going to build it up. So from this moment on, you're going to think well of yourself in every way. You're going to be surprised and amazed at what a better person you are. Not so much because of what you do, but because of what you are. Your composition, the fact that you are, from this moment on, it is important to completely re-educate you. To get rid of the habit pattern, because you finished with the relaxation, and you finished with the realization, and now comes the re-education. And so, from this moment on, you have no compulsion to drink. That's been removed. You are going to be surprised and amazed at how much better you feel. You've lost all desire to run into a bar. The bottle is gone for you. You are no longer interested in alcohol in any form, and all those suggestions take complete and thorough effect upon you. The fourth point in hypnotherapy of the alcoholic is rehabilitation. That consists of breaking the habit pattern and strengthening the ego. And the habit pattern is only part of yesterday. Yesterday's habit patterns with regard to alcohol is gone. Your damaged ego has been repaired. But this is a dynamic way with dealing with alcoholics, and it is a pattern. And alcohol to you is very distasteful. You have no desire for it in any form. Should you even taste it, it will be distasteful to you. Your ego is strengthened, and these suggestions are reinforced, which is the fifth point. Over and over and over again in regular intervals in your life. Now you sink deeper and deeper relaxed. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper and deeper. And your alcoholic problem vanishes, leaving you sound in mind, sound in spirit, sound in body, and sound in health. Now in a moment, I'm going to emerge you. I'll simply count from 5 to 1. At 1, eyes open, fully alert, feeling refreshed in every way. But just before I do, I want you to become aware of something. That over the next few days, you're going to notice something. The thing you're going to notice is the color red. That red, red, red. Red, it'll just stand out for you. You don't even have to look for it. It'll just be more explosive, more bold. It'll just be more vibrant than ever before. And whenever you see that color red, that red, 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 all of these suggestions will be reinforced over and over and over again, many times over, becoming stronger and stronger and stronger whenever you see that color red over the next few days. Now, as I begin to count, with each count that I give you, you'll actually feel all these suggestions becoming stronger and stronger a part of you, becoming part of your very molecules. big part of you. You actually feel them growing stronger in every fiber, every nerve, every muscle, every part of your body. You begin now at 5 and you begin to feel yourself coming up. 4, you take a nice deep breath, breathing in the free air, feeling the revitalization rushing through your entire body, this oxygen-enriched blood just feeling so strong, so powerful and revitalized. At 3, the eyes behind your eyelids just being washed as if in a nice, cool mountain stream or a nice, refreshing spring. At 2, a wonderful sense of well-being just covers you from head to toe. On the next count, eyes open, fully alert, and feeling refreshed in every way. 1. Notice how good you feel. You're going to continue to feel better and better and better. Congratulations on taking the first step towards being alcohol-free.